You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 108, Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa by Vampire Weekend. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a look at the recent indie hit, Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, by New York City band Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend came together in 2006. Columbia University students Ezra Koenig on guitar and lead vocals, Christopher Thompson on drums, Chris Bayo on bass, and keyboard player and producer Rostam Betmanjali played together first at school events and parties and eventually recorded their own EPs wherever they could find space, including their dorm rooms. Blogs help spread the word about the band's refreshing sound, which has elements of Africa by way of Paul Simon's Graceland album, as well as early New Wave. And by 2007, they had gained in popularity. Excel Records signed them, and their first release under that label was an EP entitled Manzard Roof. The band's first album, the self-titled Vampire Weekend, was released early in 2008. Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, a single released prior to that album, was number 67 on Rolling Stone's list of the year's 100 best songs for 2007. The song has obvious African influence as well as a pop sensibility, but it's difficult to tell whether this combination is just natural or a definitive statement by the band, especially in combination with the lyrics. Christopher Thompson has said that they want their music to sound like a mashup of other styles rather than a deliberate imitation. A Kwasa Kwasa is a Congolese dance in which the hands follow the dancer's swinging hip movements.
As a young girl, with your mother on a sandy lawn, as a sophomore with reggae guitar and the linen you're sitting on.
The first verse uses short phrases to sketch a young woman's reflections on her pampered childhood and the reality that confronts her if she ventures out of her comfortable Cape Cod lifestyle. Accustomed to designer clothing and expensive linens, she's both interested in and a little freaked out by other cultures. The second verse mentions reggaeton, a genre of Latin pop music that draws heavily on American rap and hip-hop, as well as Jamaican dancehall. The girl is flirting with reggaeton, either the music itself or a partner who has shared that music with her.
Stay up to see the dawn in the color of Benetton.
The colors of Benetton in the third verse recalls the magazine ad campaign of the 1980s and 90s, in which exotic or ethnic models were featured wearing chic, bright-colored clothing, perhaps as close as some people ever get to other ethnicities. Our Cape Codder might get closer if she accepts that invitation to stay up and see the dawn. The reference to Peter Gabriel is interesting to untangle. Gabriel borrowed African rhythms and harmonies for the music he made after leaving Genesis, and either that is as unnatural as the idea of an upper-class girl making love with a reggaeton enthusiast, or the singer is asserting that Gabriel himself felt unnatural making the music. Peter Gabriel's song In Your Eyes was featured in the 1989 film Say Anything, when the working-class male lead serenades the woman he loves and desires by holding a boombox over his head and pointing it at her open window. Vampire Weekend's line, "Do you want to? Like you know I do, lacks Gabriel's romantic sense, but it does capture a certain mood, and it clearly speaks to the band's growing number of followers. Although music critics have embraced early efforts from Vampire Weekend, some people want to write them off as derivative and their songs as weak imitations of authentic world music. Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, however, pokes at current Western cultural norms, including wealthy bluebloods, clumsy attempts at liberalism, and the casual hookups that substitute for relationships, accompanied by appealing African rhythms. Peter Gabriel himself reports that he's thinking of doing a cover version. Meanwhile, the band is on tour of Europe, Asia, and Australia. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.